Kedushin Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin 2:7. Our Mishnah here wants to consider what happens if a man is Mekadesh two women simultaneously who cannot both be married to this man. So certainly if you would marry one and then the other, the second one would not be married. What happens if he tries to marry them simultaneously? So the Mishnah says, Mekadesh Isha Uvita. So here's the example. There's a woman and a daughter. He tries to marry them both. So for example, let's say they both appointed a single person to be a shaliach or something like this. Oisha v'chosa ka'achas, or he wants to marry a woman and her sister at the same time. Again, that can't happen one after the other. But if he tries to do it simultaneously, enon mukudashos, then it won't work. Meaning neither one is married. There's no sfeikus, learned from a pasuk, that neither one simply just doesn't get off the ground. Now we bring a story which will sort of corroborate and elaborate this point, but the story actually has a number of other halachic chidushim, innovations besides. So the Mishnah says, Maisa, it actually once happened, b'chamesh nashim, there are five separate women, uvehen shtei achayos, two of the five were sisters, the other three were unrelated. And, velikat echad kalkala shelteinim, a man came, he collected a basket full of figs, v'shelehen haisa, the figs actually grew in their fig orchard that these five girls owned, v'shel shvias haisa, but it was the Shemitah year, the Shvias year, Va'amarn, and he took this basket with the figs, and he gave it to one of them, and one of the five had been appointed by the other four to be their shaliach, to receive their kesef kedushin on their behalf. So the single woman now is able to act for herself, plus the other four. Two of the five are sisters, and he gave it to that one authorized woman, and said, Hare kulchem ukudashos li b'chalkalazu. He gave the basket, and he said, you're all five married to me by the acceptance of this basket containing the figs. V'kibla achas mehen al yadei kulan. And that one woman who was authorized to act on the behalf of the other four as well, accepted it on behalf of herself plus the other four. So then that question came to the Chachamim. V'amru Chachamim, the rabbis paskind, ein ha'achayos mukudashos, the two sisters are not married. Meaning, those two sisters are married, but the other three women are in fact married. And that would be the din. Okay, so that story sort of just corroborates our basic principle, which is if a man tries to marry two sisters or two other people who can't marry simultaneously, he attempts to do it simultaneously, it just won't work. With this story, however, there are a few other chidushim we should speak out here. The first is that he is taking figs from their fig orchard. So the Mishnah says it happened to have been the Shemitah year. In the Shemitah year, all the tree fruits are hefker, they're ownerless, and that's why this could work. If it had been another year and he had stolen those figs from them and then give it back to them, it wouldn't work because you can't marry a person with stolen goods, and that's one chedesh all to itself. But they weren't stolen here because they were hefker, because halacha is mafkir, it renders all the figs ownerless. Now the second chedesh is Shemitah produce. Fruits that grew in the Shemitah year, so the Torah says they're for la'achla, they're for eating, which is why you can't do commercial activities with peros, shvias, Shemitah, the fruits, and so on. So the question is, would one be able to mekadesh a woman with Shemitah fruits? Is that considered to be like la'achla, for eating, or is that like kind of something like more like commercial activity, let's say? So the answer is, you see from our Mishnah, yes, it could work. And the reason why it does work is because when the woman receives her fruit, it's for her eating, so it has value to her now, and therefore she's allowed to eat it, and therefore she is mekudesh by receiving the gift. That's the second chiddush. The third chiddush is that you might have thought, kind of along the lines of our mission up to now, that it would be a problem for a woman to appoint another woman to her shaliach, whereby both of them get married to the same man at the same time, because essentially they're becoming tsaros, like co-wives who are like kind of intrinsically in competition for him. You might have thought, therefore, that's a problem, but you see from the Mishnah, not the way. You see, it's not a problem at all. These women all could appoint a single woman to act on their behalf, and she, the single woman, as well as the others, could all be married to this man simultaneously. That's all going to work. It's just that in our particular case, since two of the women were sisters, those two sisters aren't included in the Kedushin at all, but the other three are indeed fully married.